Hi, and welcome to the Instructional Coaching Corner podcast. I'm Greg Detmer. You are about to listen to episode 6 of a series called Goals, Living Beyond Hope. As a quick background, on June 6th of 2020, it finally clicked for me, and I devoted myself to living a healthier lifestyle. For 20 years, I struggled to do this, but through my journey, I've shifted my mindset, grasped what it means to set a goal, and strive to be disciplined. Through the course of this series, I will be sharing these learnings which apply to any goal. Thanks for listening and enjoy episode 6, Dealing with Our Dark Passengers. If nothing changes, nothing changes. If you keep doing what you're doing, you're going to keep getting what you're getting. If you want change, make some. Courtney Stevens. In this series, I have talked a lot about our mindset and how to shift it to be successful. Today we will be talking about the stories, often lies, and baggage we tell ourselves and carry each day but would never dream of telling anyone. These things I'm going to refer to as our dark passengers. They are the burdens that we carry through life, often unaware of, and when we are aware, we are unwilling to address them. In the rare case we gather the courage to address these dark passengers, we often fail as we try to do it alone in secret due to shame of what others may think, feel, or say about us. The term dark passenger comes from the Showtime show Dexter. In this show, Dexter, the main character, experiences some trauma as a young child, which ends up taking him down a very dark path. With the help of his adoptive father, he can channel and live with this dark passenger. For Dexter, this means being a serial killer, but only allowing himself to do so, air quotes, toward bad people. As the series unfolds, you see that although he thought he was living with and managing that struggle, it eventually takes everything from him. Now, I won't be talking about anything as morbid as this TV show, but many of us are carrying around equally heavy, dark passengers. In my journey, I had to address two dark passengers: an unhealthy relationship with food and sabotaging behavior when it came to diet and exercise. Let's start with what the relationship with food looked like. My dark passenger would tell me that I needed food to celebrate, to grieve, in good times and in bad. For years, I saw food as something that I deserved and needed to get through the day. It was always something to look forward to when the kids were in bed. The enjoyment of meals was quickly becoming the focus, and in doing so, the moments in between meals faded away. I was living to eat. On June 6th, the start of my journey, I remember saying out loud, "I don't have to accept this. I don't have to accept that when I have a bad day, I binge ice cream at night. I don't have to accept that I must feel like crap after overeating day in and day out." This was challenging that dark passenger I was carrying with me for years. I was saying, "This is over. I get to decide how I react, and I want to be in control." Soon, I realized I was using food to live and not living for food. So often, when we set a goal, we are told or tell ourselves bits of harmful advice wrapped in good intention. For example, a friend saying early in my journey, "Food is comforting, let yourself live." My response was, for me at this time, that is a lie, because as soon as I eat and gorge, I'm going to feel like crud. Or telling yourself, "I deserve a cheat day for all this hard work I've been putting in." In my case, I continually told myself that I have had this thought for 36 years. 36 years of cheat days and eating what I want when I wanted. And look where it got me. These same things happen with any goal we set. Remember the idea of reading more? It could be as simple as a spouse saying, "You are tired, you have had a long day, why not just skip reading tonight?" Well-intentioned, but this advice takes us further from the goal and could invite in future struggles. We work too hard on our goals to go down these paths, to give a little here and a little there until we realize we are far from where we once were. Now, let's talk about my second dark passenger that I had to deal with. This is the second one because it's really one I don't want to talk about. For years, I have struggled with confidence and self-doubt. In many ways, I didn't see myself as worthy of being anything more than the big funny guy in the room cracking jokes. I told myself this so much that I started to believe it. And if you remember from the last episode, what we believe often becomes our reality. Simply, I was accepting my situation, and I was telling myself I was okay with it. Without addressing this dark passenger, I found that anytime I did get motivated to exercise or eat healthy, it quickly ended in defeat because, when I met struggles, it only reinforced the belief that I was already telling myself. It wasn't until I heard in the viral Arthur Borman video where he says, "I don't have to accept this. I don't have to accept this level," that I realized that I've been allowing lies and fear to determine my outcomes. I too didn't have to accept this. For the first time in my adult life in this area, I was in control. To use a basketball analogy, the ball was in my hands. I realized I get to take the game-winning shot in my journey. Succeed or fail, it was up to me. No more hoping or letting things go to chance. Now, this came with a lot of fear and worry, but at the same time, great encouragement because for the first time, I could put myself in a position to take the shot. No longer was I waiting for someone else to win the day for me. I was in control and could feel the weight lifted off my shoulders by addressing these lies and negative talk. So, what would this look like outside the weight loss world? Well, pretty much the same. Think about it. How many times have you told yourself you're not good enough to do something? This is a dark passenger. Applying for a new job? Not good enough. Not smart enough. Don't deserve it. Trying to read daily? Not smart enough. Not good at it. As a teacher, implementing a new strategy? Not good enough for it. Don't know enough about it. Don't know where to start. Easier just to stick with what I'm doing. We do this to ourselves all the time. These are the lies of things we carry with us that we're unwilling to address. Things will not change until, like Arthur in that video, we say, "I do not need to accept this." It is that simple. Do not accept the thoughts. Change the way you think. I remember early in the COVID-19 pandemic, the news was reporting this was going to have a negative effect on all of us, as if we had no choice. Well, I want the ball in my hands, not the hands of the news. I remember talking with a friend and saying that I do not have to accept that 2020 would put me in a worse place. Yes, it sucked. The situation has been horrible. But we don't have to succumb to accepting that we will come out worse than we started. We can change that mindset. I want to take a rabbit trail here because, yes, not dealing with our dark passengers has a negative effect on us and our work towards any goals we may have. But there are also ripple effects from not dealing with these things. So it's time to get vulnerable. As if I haven't already been doing so, right? One of the biggest dark passengers I have ever dealt with in my life has been my inability to name and talk about my own feelings. Often telling myself that feelings and emotions can be manipulated and just dealt with internally. And honestly, I do a pretty good job of this. I have learned how to deal with most of my emotions without needing to talk with others. So in a sense, I have learned to live with my dark passenger in this area, but I certainly haven't dealt with it. The scary thing is, in the past few years, I have seen that not only am I carrying this dark passenger with me daily, but I have unknowingly allowed it to attach itself to my children. As a parent, there isn't anything more disheartening than seeing the very struggles I have being passed on to my children. It is so important to deal with these struggles in our lives, because if we do not, there will be a day we wake up and realize that not only is it controlling our lives, but also the lives of those we love. It could be anxiety, addiction, food relationship, weight, depression, and on and on and on. If we are serious about reaching our goals and becoming better versions of ourselves, we cannot be naive to the dark passengers we carry with us every single day. There is a ripple effect, and it's not just impacting us, but also those around us. When it comes to our goals, we do not need to accept the false stories and lies that we tell ourselves. We can change our mindset, change the narrative. Continued positive thoughts will lead to belief, and once that happens, it will lead to success. Change the story you tell yourself about you. Deal with your struggles, name them, seek out advice from those who have overcome them, be disciplined, and keep doing the hard work. It will be worth it. In closing, I want to repeat that same quote I've ended every episode with, from my favorite 90s wrestler, DDP. Never underestimate the power you give yourself by believing in you. Now go, work hard, keep moving forward, and be awesome. Hey, if you have any questions or thoughts about what you heard, please reach out through our Facebook page, Instructional Coaching Corner, or head to our website, www.iccpodcast.com. We would love to hear from you. Finally, if you would give us a rating and review wherever you listen to podcasts, that would be fantastic. This helps others find the show and helps us spread the thoughts and ideas.